I wouldn't want to trade places with Devon House on Sunday. The Jaguars' high-dollar cornerback was brought to Jacksonville specifically to handle the other team's best receiver. So far, so good. He leaves the Jags with a career-high 3 interceptions and is tied for 3rd in the NFL with 18 passes defensed. But this Sunday, he gets the human highlight show named Julio Jones. And that's a whole different ballgame. Or is it?
It's the same as any other player, but this one is really more of the stuff that he does that I might be able to pick up on. The little details I look into a lot.
I'm not so sure I agree. We're talking about a 6'3", 220-pound linebacker playing receiver, and he runs with the fastest of those. Doesn't that require anything different?
You want to be your best technique regardless, so you can be at your best for yourself. But, of course, we're aware of how good he is, and we know that if you take one play off, that it's going to cost you. So with a guy like that, you just got to be able to battle all game.
Last Sunday in Charlotte, the Panthers' Josh Norman held Jones to just 88 yards, and he didn't score, so it can be done. The key on Sunday is playing with confidence and understanding that you're not going to shut him out, but you aren't likely to shut him down. But if you can make a play or two here and there, it could turn out to be the difference between winning and losing, and that is the name of the game.
You have to have a short mindset. Whether he catches one or, you know, you deflect one, you have to go to the next play because you understand that he's going to get a lot of targets, and just make sure you try to win more than you lose.
Really just trying to contain him. You know that he's going to get his catches. Just try to keep the explosive plays down. You know, maintain the catches that he has, and you know, when I get my opportunities to make a play.
When the Texans were here in October, DeAndre Hopkins had a big day and scored 2 touchdowns, and they beat the Jaguars. Last Sunday, T.Y. Hilton had a big day, but didn't score. The Jaguars beat the Colts. For the season, when Julio Jones scores a touchdown, the Falcons are 3-1. So boil that all down, and the formula seems clear. He'll get his yards, but if the Jaguars don't let him score, they win.